This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
She's a funny lady, and apparently that's why they call her a comedian. She joins us in the studio right now to talk about her upcoming show in the Fringe Festival. Good morning, Hannah Gadsby.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Hannah, it's not an upcoming show. It's coming already.
It's already been last night.
It started.
Ladies.
How are you feeling this morning?
Look, you know, rough around the edges, to be perfectly frank. You know, well-formed.
Yeah? You're looking it.
Yeah.
Go on.
I believe you've only been in comedy for about 3 years now, and you've got a friend to blame for actually kicking you off into comedy.
Yes. Tim. You know, Tim.
Oh, yeah. Tim.
Yes,
Timmy.
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 Timothy.
What happened with Tim? Tell us.
Tim basically told me I need to broaden my audience. He goes, I'm a bit sick of these. Either you need to make up some new jokes or tell someone else. And he entered me into raw comedy.
Okay.
And
that's a good motive. Help a friend out by getting rid of her.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
great.
Pretty much. Still doing the same jokes.
That's good.
But if you've got a different audience each night, they haven't heard the joke.
That's correct.
Now, where have you been performing since then? Everywhere.
Everywhere. I've done the whole lot. I've just come back from Edinburgh and killed Kenny.
Yeah,
was Kenny Ireland.
Kenny's okay though.
No, he's killed
Kenny.
Every episode.
You bastards.
Yeah, anyway, Kilkenny Comedy Festival, great festival that one in Ireland,
yep.
And then the Edinburgh Fringe, which is a festival.
Mm.
It's a large festival, and it's completely exhausting. Still recovering.
Did the guys over there, the audience, appreciate your Australian humour?
Yeah, look, I'd go as far as to say that I you could distill my humour down to Tasmanian. probably similar to Australian, except slower.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so if they didn't actually get the jokes, they just thought it was funny that I was talking so slow.
That's always very good.
I've always wanted being a comedian. Is there pressure to be funny all the time? Are people expecting you to be hilarious?
Aren't you right now?
Yes.
And I'm letting you down sorely.
No, it's early. It's good.
We're funny. You're hilarious. Who do you actually find funny?
You know, I just saw a rerun of a bit of The Cosby Show, and I think I like Bill Cosby.
He's not bad.
He's funny. He wears bad jumpers.
Yeah, the knitted woolen ones.
Yeah.
That's very 80s, but he's just naturally funny, isn't he?
He's good. I like him too because he pauses a lot, and, you know, I like that.
You're in for the dramatic pause, aren't you?
Yep, that's the ticket.
That was Adam trying to be funny there.
Yeah,
didn't
yeah,
I know. Oh, just missed the mark there. What would you give him out of 10 with that one, Hannah?
Look, you know,
tough, isn't it?
He's got the controls.
He can turn the mic off.
Time.
He does that quite often,
that's
actually.
That's a 10.
So where are you performing at the moment then, Han?
At the Melbourne... No.
Traders.
Trades Hall.
It's in Melbourne
somewhere.
Melbourne
Fringe Trades Hall at 7:15.
That's the corner of Victoria and Lygon Streets, isn't
correct.
It, in Carlton.
I have to say, the name of your new show, it's quite a good pickup line.
Is it? Do you think?
Kiss me quick, I'm full of dupes. I think I'm going to try that one when I go out this weekend.
Okay.
And if I succeed, kudos to you.
Yeah. If the person knows what it means, probably not.
What does it mean?
It's what my mum says when she thinks someone's a bit gay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she goes, oh, they're a little bit kiss me quick, I'm full of tubes.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's offensive.
Thanks, Mama Gadsby. That
probably
is. That's cool.
Yeah.
Is it a gay-orientated show, your show?
Look, it's more mum-orientated, and that, you know, it's a bit of my coming out story in there, so, you know, bit of gay.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of gay.
Just bit.
Now, we've got a bit of a game we're going to play with you today, Hannah.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Now, since your show is called Kiss Me Quick, I'm Full of Jubes.
Do you know when I did the show in Edinburgh? Nobody, they don't use jubes over there.
No, I didn't know what jube was until this morning.
My mother calls them jujubes.
I thought it...
Yeah, they sound slightly anti-Semitic and slightly misogynist.
Just to point out, I mean, this could be a little bit off for breakfast, but the typeset on your flyer, Hannah Gadsby, Kiss Me Quick, I'm Full of Jubes, that could be a P. But I didn't want to say the J.
Only if you're dyslexic. If you're,
well, I am. I am from England, and I just didn't quite know what was going on.
Kiss me quick, I'm full of pubes.
No, I didn't say that.
And then too late.
Yeah, too late. It's done now. I mean, but I like the jube idea because that's sweets or lollies, as you say. Lollies, jupes. And they look gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do look lovely.
Have one, but I had a personal trainer listening in, so I won't.
What we're going to do, Hannah, is I'm going to ask you a series of questions. After you answer each question, Ginny's going to put another jube in your mouth. You've got to keep as many jubes in your mouth at the time. We're going to see how you go when you are full of jubes.
Okay.
So.
I'm a borderline type 2 diabetic.
Nice.
Have you got your insulin with you?
Check her wrist for bandage. Has she got a band on?
Actually,
check her medical bracelet.
That's what their show actually means. It's a cry for help from a borderline.
Kiss me quick.
Quick, I need some sugar.
Okay, let's see how you go. Now, two options, pick your favourite. Stand up or sit down?
Sit down.
Okay.
Dark or light?
Dark.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Bra or braless?
Bra.
Blonde or brunette?
Brunette.
Facebook or Twitter?
Facebook.
USA or London?
London.
London. Well, was that London, was it? Okay, yeah.
Well, beer or wine?
Beer.
Good girl or bad girl?
Good girl.
Tattoos or piercings?
She's doing really well.
Piercings.
Got about 8 in there.
Jeez. Sun or snow?
No.
Carl Sanderlands or a monkey?
Monkey.
Carl's not happy.
Watermelons or tennis?
Oh, dear.
Watermelons?
She's doing really well.
Mirrors or toilet seats?
Mirrors?
She looks like someone from The Godfather.
Hollywood or books?
Oh, don't know. This could be a health hazard.
Ginny, I think you better kiss her. She's full of jubes. Hannah Gadsby, thank you so much for coming in. Her show is at the Trades Hall. It kicked off last night. It's playing until Saturday, the 10th of October. To find out now, go to melbournefringe.com.au. Hannah Gadsby, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you, Hannah. Any final words, Hannah? we'll speak to you soon.
It's full of jubes with a J.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys are better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.